Hello, this is Aaron Racico with ZPulley Inc. here to give a quick demo of a new decision support tool focusing on in-stream title power, co-developed by ZPulley Inc., myself, and Sound GIS and PIE Engineering in the Puget Sound region. I'm going to go ahead and dive right in. This is a web-based decision support tool with an authentication system supported by the Django web framework. We can go ahead and log in to the system. The main interface is provided via the EXT JavaScript libraries and basically contains a fairly simple user interface that provides not only interaction with modeling and tools, but also a web-based GIS system for viewing and interacting with data. As you can see on the right-hand side is the main map, the focus of the system, and the left-hand side are those analysis tools along with the basic GIS tools for zooming and panning. You can see right off the bat that the system is user-based. It knows that I am Aaron and have logged in. And what it is displaying is result information from my previous login. So user-based information and interaction with the modeling system is maintained across logins of the system. So we're going to go ahead and actually turn off one of the current layers that comes up by default for the Willapa Bay region, and instead we're going to focus this time on the mouth of the Columbia River. So we'll go ahead and look at the mouth of the Columbia River at two separate layers dealing with turbine and theoretical power in the mouth of the Columbia region. So we can go ahead and do basic GIS functionalities such as panning. We can switch to a zoom tool and focus in right on the mouth of the Columbia River. The layer switcher on the right-hand side also allows you to switch up base layers. Right now we're displaying a NOAA ENC chart, the electronic navigation chart. We can also switch to things like aerial imagery with some Washington NAEP imagery data as a backdrop. But for now, we'll just stick with the NOAA ENC charts. And we're also going to go ahead and turn off the theoretical power, which is a fairly static layer for the modeling run that this is based off of, and instead focus on the turbine power, which is basically a post-processing calculation on some 3D circulation modeling work to come up with a theoretical turbine power based upon turbine characteristics that are user specified. As you can see on the left hand side, the analysis tools basically consist of three tools. One is a mesh analysis tool, which focuses on the entire grid. The second is a point analysis tool, which is a much more in-depth analysis of turbine power based upon a point location input by the user. And then there is also a transect analysis, similar to the point analysis, but based upon a transect across a region within our study area. So let's go ahead and initially just do a mesh calculation for the mouth of the Columbia River. If we select that tool, we get a pop-up box which allows us to specify which region we're interested in, the mouth of the Columbia River, and then change parameters dealing with our turbine that we want to base this calculation on. So let's go ahead and change one of these parameters. We'll change the rotor diameter, let's say, to 4 meters instead of 5. As you can see, there are pop-up menus or pop-up dialogues for all of the individual parameters that a user can adjust to try to help them through the process. And we'll go ahead and launch a model analysis run. Inside of the analysis tools, you can see three panels here. One is a help panel, hopefully giving useful information to the user as they have to walk through the process of either starting a mesh point or transect analysis. The second is a legend showing what these power densities actually mean as far as mapping numbers to colors. And the final thing is actually looking at raw output from the server as it's actually completing this analysis. So we're currently about 70% done with this mesh analysis. When that completes, we should see an update on the map of the actual modeling results. So these results are based upon a fixed grid, and those results are then held inside of a Postgres database with a PostGIS spatial extension, so that those data held within the relational database can actually be displayed via a mapping engine, in this case MapServer, onto a web-based mapping interface. So now we have some new turbine power output calculations that we're seeing on the map. We can again do things like zoom in, pan around, and see what those power calculations actually map to as far as values via our legend. So let's go ahead and do another interesting one. Let's go ahead and focus on a transect. So we'll go ahead and select the transect tool. If we go back to our help tab, it says that we need to actually select a transect via mouse clicks on the actual map. So let's go ahead and select a transect across here. Finish by double clicking. And a very similar model analysis options window opens that we had before, but instead this time we actually have coordinates in here for an X and Y starting and ending position for that transect. You can manually update those positions, but in this case let's use the user specified ones via the mouse clicks on the map and go ahead and run the analysis. Once again, you'll see that there is a progress update on the top bar, as well as raw output that can be followed via that tab as well. One of the nice things is this is an Ajax-driven application, meaning that all of the model analysis is actually happening asynchronously behind the scenes. So you can actually be doing things like panning the map, zooming, viewing previous model results while the analysis is happening back on the server. Again, once the analysis is complete, you'll see 100% complete up here. The model results were actually re-output into this map. It turns out that we didn't adjust any of the turbine parameters, but we did define a transect across this map interface to do this analysis. And the unique thing that happens with the transect is now we actually get raw data back as well in tabular form for analysis of turbine placement and potential across that transect. We can go ahead and you can see, along with the map tab in the main section of the window, we also have a data tab. And if we allow the system to catch up here, we should pop over to that data tab, and we will see not only tabular output but graphical output for information along that transect. So in this data tab, we have a split screen where on the bottom we actually have the raw tabular data from the model output that can be cut and paste into a program like Excel to do graphical output. But we also have small graphical chunks to give a very simple view of what is happening over time across that transect. So you have things like water level and velocities directly from the modeling output, the circulation modeling output, as well as theoretical and turbine power and the number of turbines that can be sustained over time across that transect. And you will see those will fluctuate depending on whether the turbine specifications the user had are sustainable across that transect over time as tidal conditions fluctuate. So again, this is a secondary analysis that can be done exclusive of the map itself for post-processing analysis. If we go back to our map, again, we have basic GIS capabilities for zooming and panning and analysis. And in the future, there'll be more query capability as well as other methods for data interaction. We also have a little reference map down in the lower left corner, which actually can be utilized to refocus the area of interest on the map by just dragging the little box that is contained down in the reference map as well. One other aspect of the system is actually the maintenance of the system, which is done via the Django administration interface, where we can actually log in as an administrator and do things like manage users and groups and some of the GIS data within the system, which is a very unique and valuable aspect of the system for administration and long-term maintenance of the system. So this has been a quick tour of the tool. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Again, my name is Aaron Racico with ZPulley Inc., developing this project in collaboration with SoundGIS and PIE Engineering. Thanks again.